April is National Volunteer Month, and while the month may be coming to a close, opportunities for Wisconsinites to get involved around the state are not.
To fill us in on how to get involved and to make the case for why volunteering can make a difference, we've got Michael Van Ness with us. He's the director of Volunteer Wisconsin.
And we'd like to hear from you on this. How do you volunteer? What does it mean to you? What do you get out of it? What does it mean for your community? Call now at 800-642-1234. Share your volunteer experience at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Michael Van Ness, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, I'm sorry, it's actually Matthew.
Matthew Van Ness. I'm sorry, we had a typo in the script here, Matthew. We'll go with Matthew. Matthew henceforth. So what are some ways people can find out about where to volunteer?
Well, volunteers or people that want to volunteer can find opportunities in a variety of ways. One is the Volunteer Wisconsin website, and that's volunteerwisconsin.org. Another great way is to contact your local volunteer center if you have one in your area. They usually will have listings about what opportunities are available on their websites. Another places where people can go to search is like on community calendars. You can check the newspaper, church bulletins, and even just sometimes simple word of mouth.
And are we volunteers here in Wisconsin? Do we have a strong culture of volunteering?
Yes, we do. Wisconsin, we are very proud to say that Wisconsin is number 8 in the nation for volunteering. We have a very strong commitment to our communities, and it's reflected in the time and energy that Wisconsinites put into their communities.
What kind of response have you gotten in Volunteer Month this year?
Oh, it's a tremendous response. There are so many people doing things during the month of April for volunteer efforts. You know, anything from trying to, you know, even though the weather hasn't been cooperating all that greatly across the state, people are getting out doing yard work for the elderly or disabled, starting to do walkathons, things like that, just to get out in the community and make their presence known.
You know, I think one thing that might occur to a lot of busy folks is, gosh, volunteering sounds nice and worthwhile, but nobody's got time for that. How do you have to make a big commitment, or can you make just a little bit of time on a regular basis?
It's really up to the individual. People that volunteer, you know, are very giving of their time, but we, you know, I understand that not everybody has a lot of time that they can give, but any time anybody is willing to spend in the for the betterment of their community is going to help their community no matter how much time they spend. So if it's 1 hour here, 2 hours there, it's going to be great. But if individual, we do like to see people volunteer on a more regular basis. So they might, if those folks are interested in doing that, they might look at more ongoing types of activities.
And how do people find a good match for their talents and maybe their personalities?
Well, it really it depends on the individual. A person really should take stock of what they like to do and maybe look at a hobby or something that they're interested in and see if they can share. You know, somebody who likes to read would be a great tutor in many ways. Somebody who likes to be outside and work with their hands might be great for volunteering, like on those, you know, yard cleanup days, or, you know, helping build a house for Habitat for Humanity, those types of things.
How can you be a good volunteer? And I mean, like, getting to a place and finding out what the needs are, because one place might be really organized, have a volunteer program, another might not. How do you make yourself the ideal volunteer?
Well, like I said before, the ideal volunteer is really taking stock of what your capabilities are. A volunteer should also know their limits. Don't let, say an organization ask too much of you. You should be able to, you know, feel comfortable in what you're doing and not feel overtaxed or feel like you're spending too much time, because we don't want volunteers to feel burnt out. We want them to continue to volunteer, so that it's a long, it's a long process through the rest of their life.
Is there a model volunteer? Is it a certain age group or type of person?
No, there is no model volunteer. It's really, I think, attitude as to far as to how a person wants to commit to their community or help out their community. I've seen volunteers that are 7 years old just have a passion for, you know, they want to help, you know, somebody by, you know, organizing a sock drive or something like that. And they're just as enthusiastic as the 50, 60, 70, 80-year-old folks who devote a lot of their time to helping younger folks read, so to speak.
I wanted to get some into what you do at Volunteer Wisconsin. What, how do you help facilitate volunteering in the state?
Well, we really try to get the word out. We want to make sure that individuals are aware of their volunteer centers in their area. There are not every county has a volunteer center, but those that do are very fortunate. Those folks are experts in the field, and they can help out. What we try to do here at Volunteer Wisconsin is focus on areas that don't have volunteer centers. So we have a website. We try to do presentations out in the community for agencies that need volunteerism. For example, I was at the Wisconsin PTA convention this past weekend, talking to volunteer coordinators in their organization. So we just want to promote volunteerism across the state.
I want to talk about the impact of volunteering some. First of all, on the community, how big a difference do volunteers make?
Well, volunteers make a tremendous impact on their community. There are numerous projects that wouldn't be able to move forward within a community without just the sheer effort and hours that a volunteer puts in. I spoke earlier about these Habitat for Humanity projects. You know, those houses wouldn't get built if it weren't for the volunteer hours.
And then the benefits, the impact on the people themselves, the people who volunteer. How does it change people, improve their lives?
Well, it makes people feel much better about themselves. They're more connected with their community. They feel like they've invested in their community. There's studies that show that, you know, people, you just have a better outlook. And I mean, really, that is a plus benefit of doing something you like.
April is almost over. National Volunteer Month is almost over. I imagine you wouldn't tell people to stop looking for volunteer opportunities even though the month is over. What should people be looking for as we go on through the rest of the year?
People should always look for opportunities. Actually, we're very proud that we knew that April was Volunteer Month, but at Marshfield Clinic and Volunteer Wisconsin partnered together to offer what was called the Month of May Service Grant. So we were able to award service grants for the month of May, which is coming up. And so we want people to continue that spirit of April into the month of May and beyond. So there were a lot of projects that applied for the grants, and we're very happy to say that there are going to be many, many more projects going on in May because Marshfield Clinic and Volunteer Wisconsin were able to fund those grants.
Do you want to leave us with a bit of evangelizing for people to get off the fence and get out and do something?
Well, I won't call it evangelizing, but I will say that we do encourage people to get out and volunteer. Find something that you're passionate about and share that. Share that with your community, and you'll find that your community is going to be better for it.
Matthew, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right. Thank you.
That was Matthew Van Est. He is director of Volunteer Wisconsin. April is National Volunteer Month.